All right, everybody, it's acoustic ceiling time. How you doing, everyone? It's, can you believe it's 4:02, and it's December 4th, 2021. Christmas is almost here. Can you believe that? I hope you're doing well. I have lots and lots and lots of music scheduled for you, and thank you, Brian, for the introduction and crash course for the Ravers listeners. I hope you enjoy this program. This one's dedicated to all the DJs out there. This is WMFO Medford.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here at WMFO. I'm Vin Maganzini. Call me at 855-915-9636, and I'll play any song that you want to hear. This show is dedicated to all the DJs out there, especially the ones that are near and dear. And this one's going out to Nick and Paul. It's called Lights Are Changing. This is WMFO Medford.
Fantastic, and I never looked. Describe George's character.
Yeah.
Well, he's just a person who has difficulty in getting up in the morning and putting his clothes on. And starting from there, everything else is a problem for him, particularly women.
This is the kind of guy who, when he finally gets to go home with a woman who he's really interested in, he finds out that the bathroom's right next to the bedroom, and he has a nervous stomach, and the whole thing is horribly embarrassing, so he has to leave.
So he leaves, exactly, yeah.
Did this come out of your life?
I have to say, yes, it did come out of my life. And I did leave, yeah. But I managed to patch things up with her the next day.
You explain?
I never really got into detail about it, no, but I did patch things up.
Now, Jerry Seinfeld seems pretty unneurotic for a comic.
Yes, that's true. That's true. He's an anomaly. Seinfeld is. And I don't know how he got that way. I would switch places with him in a second.
But he wouldn't, right? That's what's holding the switch up.
No, he wouldn't. No.
So how do you and Jerry Seinfeld know each other?
We know each other from doing stand-up. Jerry and I met probably around 1976 or 77.
Two lovers meet in the park. Friends bond over drinks after dark. Walk on a beach so far out of reach, and a million things that never happened at all. A last Christmas at the old place, a convivial chat face to face, the expectant delight of a Saturday night, and a million things that never happened at all. Significant date that you should celebrate, and the million things that never happened at all. A father present at a birth, a grandmother hears a first word, a hug for the crying, a kiss for the dying, and a million things that never happened at all.
New music right here by Billy Bragg. The Million Things That Never Happened just came out. New release by Billy Bragg on WMFO in Medford. I like to play the new stuff. I like to play some old stuff. That one was dedicated to Perry. And before that was dedicated to Paul and Nick. We heard Lights Are Changing by the Bevis Frond. And right now, here's a song. It's going out to John. And it's by one of my favorite cowboy groups, the Velvet Underground. It's called Lonesome Cowboy Bill.
Lonesome Cowboy Bill, you'll ride the rodeo. Lonesome Cowboy Bill, you got to see your lady home. Lonesome Cowboy Bill, you know he rides the rodeo. Up around the Colorado shore, down by the Ohio. Sometimes even New Orleans.
WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I woke up today, and you weren't there to play, and I wanted to be with you. And you showed me your eyes, whispered love at the sky. Alone and unreal. mention your name, turn around on a chain, then the sky opens up for you. When we grew very tall, when I saw you so small, then I wanted to stay with you.
Shannon Lay right there with Late Night. That's a Syd Barrett song. It's from her latest record called Geist. And that one was going out to Perry. Perry, I hope you enjoyed it. This is WMFO in Medford. And this one is going out to Roy. Roy, you wanted to hear Country Road? Here's Country Road. And it's a version by Doug Hammer.
Thank you. but ain't the little old self. Eyes come in, but my head is bending. Hello.
Charge! Get back there, you dang Yankee! Great horny toads, I'm up north. Gotta burn my boots, they touched Yankee soil. Lay down your arms and step forward, Yankee!
What's the hassle, Schmassel?
My orders from General Lee is to hold the Macy-Dixie line, and no Yankees are crossing it.
General Lee? Why, the war between the states ended almost 90 years ago.
I'm no clock watcher. And until I hears from General Lee official, I'm a blasting any Yankee that sets foot on southern soil. So scram, Yankee!
Back in the summer of 91, an angel with a lizard's tongue was scheming for a holy broken nose. Late to every class of men, sprung out from the sparkling sands, leaning on the cold electric stove. On a country road, I swerved to the side, trying to avoid a country bumpkin. Everyone's in line to meet with the man who blatantly inspired his generation. When they shake his hand and their fingers explode, breaking both our necks by the tips of our toes, then they turn to me, 'cause you died, I suppose. But I can't seem to glance fast enough to be sure. Back to summer days, cold hands on the beach, memories of thrills designed to please you. Down the fragrant path I stray towards the bath. Suddenly I live to learn to feed you. Down on bended knee, where I've been for a while, set the record straight in the old-fashioned style. Never took too much, though I should have made more. You are still my friend, though you were not before.
Everybody, that was Country Road by Adam Green, and I have a great song headed your way right after a little bit of comedy. Check this out, some more comedy.
His manager books him on The Tonight Show, and the show would be in a couple of weeks, and he doesn't have any new material to do on the show, so we were going to see how he came up with his material for this Tonight Show spot, and then at the end of the special, he would actually do the material on The Tonight Show, and that was the idea for the special. And that is what eventually has evolved into this.
Well, in each episode of Seinfeld, we still see Seinfeld doing some of his stand-up act, which is
right.
Usually related in some way to what's been happening to him through the episode.
Right. Basically, the premise of the show is still that we see how Jerry comes up with his material.
How do you work out the differences between the real Jerry Seinfeld and the Jerry Seinfeld character on TV? They have the same name, but I'm sure they're not the same person.
Well, to tell you the truth, they're very close to the same person. Generally, Jerry doesn't do anything on television that he wouldn't do in life. Well, I guess that's not true if I really thought about the shows, but for the most part, they're pretty close. I don't think Jerry would be able to tell you the difference. I can't.
well, that must be hard to write for, because you could come up with an idea that would be a lot of fun, but Seinfeld could say, yes, but it's not really me.
Well, that happens all the time. I could give you a couple of examples of that.
Yeah, why don't you?
Well, for example, last year we did a show where they were in a restaurant having dinner, and a menu caught on fire at the next table. And the manager came over to the table and said, what happened? And George explained to the manager that the busboy left the menu too close to the candle. A few minutes later, the busboy got a dressing down from the manager and was fired. And then that really started the show, because then George felt that he was responsible for getting the busboy fired.
This time I ended up looking for this brioche my boy told me about. That's when I met she.
You look malnourished. Let's get some bread, fried an egg. Yo, you're drowning in syrup. You pick a spot, I pick a tail number, and we could be tourists. Let's go to Cannes and watch a couple indie movies that you never heard of. Listen to bands, groove when we dance. Disco in France, smell some perfume, head in the wind. We can switch off, I can show you how you can really exfoliate skin. If you got a man, you should cut it off. Get your passport, cause we run it off. We can sit and talk, you can tell me everything that's on your chest. Baby, get it off, you are my type. You a bright light, and I'm like a moth. This is not a game. But before we start, what's your name, girlfriend? What's your name? 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 Yeah.
That's Tyler, the creator, going out to Tegan and Emma. Can you believe that? They really enjoyed it, I can tell. Somehow I know that they really enjoyed that one. This is WMFO, and we are in Medford. We're brought to you by Tufts University. We're Freeform Music. We're at 91.5 FM, and we have all kinds of great music lined up. I have one from Daniel Romano. I hope you like this one. It's called When I Was Abroad. And here it goes on WMFO Medford.
What'd he say?
Pardon me, ladies.
What'd he say?
He said, things were much better back then when I was abroad. I had no trouble finding a friend when I was abroad. I'd wander for miles and miles, and every face gave me a smile. From the Grand Coulee Dam to the Nile, when I was abroad. Well, I never had trouble with love when I was abroad. No, it seemed to just fall from above when I was abroad. Then I met her and we were engaged, and soon enough everything changed. I was held back and kept in and caged from being abroad. When I was abroad, I saw everything there was to see. Since I've been home with you, well, I just don't feel like me. My days just seem to hang low when every day used to to be stabbed. So I'm telling my wife that I miss my old life, and I'm working on changing it back.
I'm not afraid to
Okay, Anxiety there, Willow doing the live thing on WMFO in Medford. Now, I hope you like this one. This is going out to Cassidy. Cassidy, this is just for you. I hope you enjoy it. And it is coming your way in about 1 second. And here it is. It's the Swamp Thing.
WMFO Medford. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Nancy with the Laughing Face by John Coltrane on WMFO in Medford. Lovely music. It's time now for the rundown. Here are all the songs you heard on today's program. We started the program off way, way back with the Bevis Frond with Lights Are Changing from the Live at Terp sessions. That's going out to Mike and Paul. After that, we heard a bit of comedy from Terry Gross and Larry David, a little interview from a thing called Fresh Air, Laughs with Terry Gross. Then it was for Perry, we heard Billy Bragg with his new release. The song is called The Million Things That Never Happened. From his latest release, it just came out, it's called The Billion Things That Never Happened. Going out to David, we heard the Velvet Underground with... Actually, that was going out to John. We heard the Velvet Underground with Lonesome Cowboy Bill, an early version remix from Loaded, demos, early versions, and alternate mixes. Going out to Roy, we heard Doug Hammer with Country Road from Travels. For Emma and Tegan, it was Tyler the Creator with Was Your Name from Call Me If You Get Lost. We heard a track going out to David for a song called When I Was Abroad by Daniel Romano from Come Cry With Me. Going out to Brian Young and all the Crash Course for the Ravers fans out there, we heard Led Zeppelin with Dancing Days from How the West Was Won. Going out to Sarah, we heard The Anxiety, which is Willow and Tyler Cole. We heard Meet Me at Our Spot. That was a live single they put out. Going out to Cassidy was The Chameleons UK with Swamp Thing from Left of the Dial, Dispatches from the 1980s Underground. That song has about a minute 30 introduction before the singing starts, and I wonder, is it just another shower? That's The Swamp Thing by Chameleons, or The Chameleons UK. And of course, wrapping it up was John Coltrane with Nancy with the laughing face from Coltrane for Lovers. Good old John Coltrane Quartet, Nancy with the Laughing Face from Coltrane for Lovers. In the background is Miles Davis with Summertime from the Essential Miles Davis Disc 1. Always enjoy listening to a bit of Miles Davis. So, hey, I hope you are having a wonderful, meaningful weekend. I hope you continue to enjoy this Saturday. It's cold, but bundle up and stay healthy, stay warm. And remember a couple things. Number one, what's life all about? Well, I'll tell you right after this. This right here. Life is all about a couple things. Number one, the two most important days in your life are one, the day you were born, and two, the second day is It's the day you find out the reason why. And also, what do you need in life? You need something to do, someone to love, and something to look forward to. And I hope you find those things. This is Vin Magazzini signing off. I'll listen for you next week. Stick around. I think Michelle's here with Pot Roast. No matter what, the 5 o'clock DJ will play what you want to hear. Call 855-915-9636. And we'll listen for you on the airways. WMFO Medford. We'll be right back.